Living beyond your means, politically and fiscally, the White House dream of a federal budget gets real today, and Washington is ready to rumble. On this Monday, February 13th, it's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good Monday morning, everyone. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning, John.
We're going to talk about the nearly trillion-dollar Obama wish list called the federal budget. It gets released today. What happened to civilization when the lights went on at night? That's a discussion later this hour. And the continuing unrest in Syria. Coming up on the show, President Obama will announce that 2013 budget. We're asking you, what are you ready to live without? How is your personal budget looking this year? What's changed? How do you define austerity? Tell us what you think by calling 877-8-MY-TAKE. But let's go to the morning's top headlines.
And that theme is played out in our top story. Greece has cleared a package of deep austerity measures after foreign lenders demanded cuts in exchange for keeping the debt-riddled country afloat. Parts of the package include a 22% cut in the benchmark minimum wage and 150,000 government layoffs. One member of parliament says it's a first step in the right direction.
I voted yes to the new measures. I just believe that right now the new generation in Greece needs a chance to support its future, to support its dreams.
That vote followed hours of violent protests throughout Athens. Dozens of buildings were set on fire. Police arrested at least 70 demonstrators and dozens were hospitalized after being injured because of gasoline bombs and rocks.
President Obama submits his budget to Congress this morning. The spending plan calls for some $4 trillion in deficits over a deficit reduction over the next decade through cuts in government spending and raising taxes on the wealthy. Among other things, the budget allocates money for school modernization and eliminates tax breaks for oil, gas, and coal companies. It comes as the White House predicts a $1.3 trillion deficit for this year. Japan's economy sustained a sizable blow at the end of last year, shrinking an unexpected 2.3%. Figured annually in the fourth quarter of 2011. It had expanded 7% just 3 months earlier. The economists cite slowing global trade and the country's continuing recovery from last year's tsunami and earthquake.
Syrian security forces are bombarding parts of the city of Homs. That comes after Arab states pledged support for anti-government protesters and called for international peacekeepers to be sent into the country. Activists say nearly two dozen were killed over the weekend. That brings the death toll count to more than 300 since the beginning of the month. And last night, the Grammys belonged to Adele officially. She gave her first public performance since her vocal cord surgery last year. She sang Rolling in the Deep. That's one Adele, one of her six Grammy awards last night. The 23-year-old matched Beyonce for the most Grammy wins in a single night by a female performer. The show contained many tributes to six-time Grammy winner Whitney Houston, though, who died over the weekend. Jennifer Hudson performed Houston's signature song, I Will Always Love You, and host LL Cool J said the music industry has experienced a death in the family.
Taking a look at the markets now, Asian markets are mixed this morning. European indices are up on the situation in Greece. Futures on Wall Street are way up. The Dow gets underway at 12,801. The S&P opens at 1,342, and the NASDAQ begins trading at 2,903. Coming up this hour, how lighting in the streets of cities in Europe played a pivotal role in politics, culture, and the human view of God itself. And a year ago this week, it's not Athens. Those are the sounds of teachers protesting in Madison, Wisconsin, after Governor Scott Walker's proposal to eliminate nearly all collective bargaining privileges for state union workers. Later this hour, a look back at the Wisconsin protests and an argument on how Occupy Wall Street demonstrations couldn't have happened without those demonstrations in Wisconsin. But first, President Obama is going to announce his 2013 budget later this morning. It's a very large book. A lot of trees will die as a result of this budget, although they're doing it more online this year than more than ever before. There's going to be criticism and debate from Republicans. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, joins us to look at the debate that's taking shape and how the budget is a statement of principles for the president in, that's right, an election year. What do you think about austerity, either the Greek variety or the U.S. variety? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment to thetakeaway.org.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.